This recording, England 99, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her, and much more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I'm sat here at the moment in my kitchen in Edinburgh, and it's a lovely day, I have to say. And you're staring at the window and I'm just looking at the bricks on the wall outside and just, it's nice how they kind of reflect the sunlight. It's April and we're getting some of the nice kind of spring, summer weather right now. So it's quite pretty when you look outside. And it's an okay day. I've got 2 essays to write at the moment. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of stress. As a student, you find yourself in a situation where you have a lot of work to do all the time. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be hopefully a nice day if we continue having this nice warm weather. I just hope it stays this way. I'm not a big fan of hot weather, if I'm totally honest. I was in Tunisia, how long ago was it? 3 years ago, 3, 4 years ago? And it was 40 degrees Celsius every day, and that was unbearable. But, you know, something around 20 degrees Celsius, and, you know, it's a bit windy as well, get a nice cool breeze. I think that's perfect for me. Wouldn't want anything more than that, frankly. I start melting otherwise. But yeah, I mean, it's a shame that I can't go outside that long. I've got some work to do. 2 essays that are quite important. They have to be done as soon as possible. And at the same time, then I've got 5 exams to worry about. So there's a lot to worry about. I'm looking forward to getting this all over with and enjoying the weather as it is now. And then maybe I can just sit back and spend time with friends and just enjoy the weather and enjoy the freedom that'll come eventually before I graduate. Yeah, nice weather out there. And then I'll be visiting family and that'll be nice. Nice kind of spending some time with them back in the south and just enjoying the summer holiday. We're going to Naples this year. So I'm looking forward to drinking wine and eating pizza and all the typical touristy things you can do in Italy. So yeah, it should be fun. I look forward to it.